fighting for America.
We will continue to call for the immediate release of detained U.S. citizens Saeed Abedini, Jason Rezaian, and Amir Hekmati.
Fighting for Idaho.
How sad was it in the streets of Paris as 40 world leaders walked down the street? Absent was the United States of America. Where was the president? Where was the vice president? Where was the secretary of state?
Fighting for you.
In this country, when it comes to medical care, we expect insurance to even cover the $4 aspirin. Yes. If you got into a fender bender every month, well, what would happen to your premiums? They'd go up because you're filing too many claims. You are now high risk.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, 580 KIDO. It is the day before, the day before. Phone number's here, 580-5436. Big State of the Union speech tonight. I'm sure it will do very well here in the Treasure Valley. Maybe it will offer a preview of what we can expect when the president comes to town. And I know a lot of people are very excited about the president being here. It's interesting to see our reaction to him. Joining us now, a person who has the most vested interest in the president's appearance here is our great friend Nagme Abedini. Nagme, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Well, first and foremost, your thoughts on the president coming to your hometown?
Well, I've tried to meet him many times, been to D.C., where he's at, and have not been successful. So when I heard he was coming to Boise, I was very hopeful. I was very happy. I know there's a lot of support here in Boise, and I'm hoping that we can make our voices heard, that while he's here, he gets a glimpse. I can meet with him possibly. And, you know, people come out and he can see a glimpse of, get the more personal sight of our story and how much people care about this issue of Saeed imprisonment and can do something about it, about getting Saeed back home to Idaho.
And I know that you've been working your sources throughout the state, throughout the country. What would you like to say to the president if you get an audience with him?
You know, I want him to see the kids and I want him to see the personal side. I know we're just one family, but I think even, I think as the Bible says, you know, sometimes you leave the 99 sheep and go after the one, and the one hurting family. And but Saeed's also a representation of Christian persecution, what's happening all over the world. I would just want him to look at me in the eye and see the kids and see the personal side of this, of a family torn apart, kids crying every night. He has two kids. He can make a call. He can make that call to bring Saeed home even one day earlier to end this suffering. Iran, again, we've talked about this, me and you many times, Kevin, and North Korea released prisoners to start building a relationship with the U.S. We are Iran saying they want to build a relationship. We're talking with them. This is the best chance. Someone can call Iran out and say, show us we can trust you in the smallest way possible by releasing the Americans you're holding hostage. Saeed, the reporter, the Washington Post reporter, there's an ex-Marine, ex-FBI, release the Americans you're holding hostage and so you can show us that we can trust you. It's an easy ask of Iran to do that. Many, as we mentioned, a lot of other countries have done that have not been in a good relationship with us.
Nagme Abedini with us, Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Let's talk a little bit about what you'll be doing tomorrow.
Well, I'm hoping I'll I'm still waiting to hear confirmation of meeting with the president. If not, I will be downtown all day tomorrow. I will be at the event, but I'll be on the outside as well with, there'll be rallies right around BSU. I'm asking people to wear yellow, that was Saeed's favorite color, to show, you know, support. And I've also heard that our local legislators are holding a rally at the state capitol around 10 a.m., in support for Saeed and asking the president to also meet with me. So, I will be downtown praying and hoping, and I'll do what I can. If he doesn't meet me, if he's not moved, that's okay. I will know in my heart that as Saeed's wife, I did not lose any opportunity, and I did what I could to bring him home.
Well, and again, without getting too political, we've written about this. You've talked about this, and it would be very simple for the president to be there with you. And I know that would be a dream of yours to be there and to talk to him and say, you know, make this happen. And look, things have happened in the past as far as, you know, the president being moved by people and making policy decisions.
Yes, and he's been moved by different issues, and we've talked about that in the past where someone has made a statement or stood up for what they believe or their sexuality or something as an athlete, and he's made a phone call, he's reached out, he's met, and I think this is an important issue as well. Here is an American who's standing up on what he believes in the darkest place in the world, in the most, one of the most radical countries, Islamic countries. And he's not backing down on what he believes as a Christian. And this is the best chance for a country to get behind him and say, you know what, we value that. That is of great value that you're doing this. We just celebrated Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He stood up for what he believes. And he was a Christian as well. But he stood up and he paid a price. And we value that. We honor that. And so this is a great time for President Obama to, he can make a call. He can make a few second phone call or even after the event or before the event, meet the kids and I for a few minutes. I'm not asking for an hour of his time. And he can make it happen if he wants.
580KIDO, Nagmeh Abedini with us. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. So you've talked a little bit about your lobbying efforts. Who have you reached out to try and make this happen?
I've reached out. I've actually received some messages from different congressmen and senators from different states, but also I know we've reached out to our local congressmen and senators. We have reached out to the governor's office as well. I have reached out to my contacts in state and the White House and anyone and everyone through media. I've written a letter. Actually, includes the letter I've written to President Obama, includes a quote from Saeed when he had become a U.S. citizen of how proud he was and how he hoped he could serve the country well. And he was, it's a beautiful prayer. It's a beautiful post he made on Facebook right after he became a citizen of how proud he was and how much he prayed that he could serve this country well and with God's help. And it's heartbreaking that now he needs the help of his country, and we're not there. There seems to be silence from his country. There doesn't seem to be much movement to get him home, and it's been over 2.5 years. It'll be almost 3 years.
What's been the reaction when you've reached out to these folks, Nagmeh? These people that are big time movers and shakers.
I haven't received feedback. I think it goes, again, the same with Saeed's efforts for Saeed's release. It goes somewhere high up and it gets shut down. I contacted some of the Democratic parties here. I've contacted the BSU president. I've contacted anyone, everyone called, emailed. I haven't received feedback yet. I do have a call with some of our government officials this morning in D.C., but I'm hoping maybe they will give me some answers. But really, I think it's the same way with efforts for Saeed. When I go to D.C. and meet with our senators and congressmen, they said it gets somewhere hot up in the chain, and then it gets shut down, the efforts for bringing Saeed home. And it doesn't make sense. It doesn't go very far, and many people have tried to, bring him home and do what they can. And the same way with meeting with the president, I don't know. If he doesn't want to, we all know if President Obama does not want to talk on a certain issue or meet on a certain issue, there's no way he will. So, but I'm hoping God will move his heart, and he will do that.
Well, and I know you have always been a supporter of the folks that are responsible for your husband's safety and want to bring him home in our country. So, you know, again, and we can't understand what you're going through, the frustration. But for people that are listening right now, you've been fasting, you've been praying continuously before the president came to Idaho or will come to Idaho to make a difference?
I haven't had food. I'm just doing liquids, which has been hard. I've been traveling to, just got back from California, and I've been on the road, and it's really been hard on me to do that, but I've been fasting and praying and seeking God to really move in the president's heart when, you know, even other lawmakers and other people might not be able to. I'm asking that God would do a move and touch his heart. He is the president of the United States, and with that, he has a lot of power to do things, to make things happen. He can. I do believe he has the power. If his heart is moved enough, he has the power to bring Saeed home and make a call and make it happen.
What do you make of the State of the Union tonight? Perhaps he'll mention Saeed there.
I hope so. I hope he does. But I just have a feeling that it's not this issue, not only Saeed's issue. Saeed is one person, but it's the issue of Christian persecution and religious freedom issues that's has to do with the Christians. I think it's popular right now speaking about, Islam being a religion of peace, but it's not popular to defend when Christians are being killed and persecuted and imprisoned, and no one's really talking about it. I hope he does talk about Saeed, but I have a feeling this is not an issue that he's really passionate about to talk about or to really do much about. That's why I'm petitioning God to really move his heart, because I don't think his heart is there right now, and I'm hoping that that will change.
Indeed, that would be a tribute to the Lord to bring Saeed home. And when you talk to folks in the state, in the big time people that you've talked to that have taken up your cause, like the Cruises, like the Pauls, what do they say?
I've talked to them, and they're trying. It's encouraging for me, because they're not just making speeches on Saeed when there's a crowd. I know day in and day out, especially Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, has been an amazing support day in and day out. He's working on it. And again, as I mentioned, as I speak with them and, other congressmen, other lawmakers in D.C., it gets high up somewhere in the chain and it gets shut down. And because it involves the nuclear talks, and Iran doesn't like talking about human rights issues, Saeed's issue gets on their nerves. It bothers them. So our government doesn't really want to bother Iran while they're talking about nuclear issues. So Saeed's being, forgotten. He's being put in the background as to not to upset the Iranian government and move forward with a nuclear deal, even if it means Americans are left behind. It's an important deal for President Obama to make. I honestly don't think it's wise. If Iran's not taking any steps to show we can trust them, I don't understand why moving forward with bigger issues. We've released billions of dollars. We're releasing $700 million, just the U.S., to Iran every month while we're negotiating over nuclear. We're on our hands and feet trying, begging Iran for a deal. And Iran's really not doing much. The least they can do is release the Americans.
Nagmeet, finally, and they've been monitoring probably local broadcasts for quite some time. When the president comes to town, his advance team are here. If they're monitoring, what would you say to them directly?
I would say, please, this is a family. I'm not. I know a lot of they might. A lot of people are thinking she's a wife with her husband in prison. What is she thinking? I hope that someone's heart is reached. The kids and I can just meet with the president. As a Christian, I believe in respecting our president, praying for our president. I've always prayed for President Obama. Have not said negative and hateful things towards him. I don't think that's the Christian way to go. But I've prayed for him, and I hope that someone who can reach the president can make this happen for us to meet him and for him to see our personal side of the story.
Nagmeh, God bless and good luck to you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for doing this, Kevin.
No problem. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you have it, Nagmeh Abedini. Now, folks, as we sit in our homes and look, there are a lot of people that are fired up about the president being here.
It's an opportunity to hear a speech from a sitting president. Being Idaho, we don't get that opportunity very often.
There we have it. That's from the folks yesterday at BSU. Thank you, Channel 7, for that clip. And it is big news. But as we get up and go to work and we get out of bed, we kiss our spouses goodbye for the day, and we travel in. Maybe we talk to them during the day. Maybe we don't. And we come home at night to our lovely wife, our handsome husbands, and we spend time with them. Yeah, sometimes they get on our nerves, but they're there at our home. Or when we're going on a business trip, we're always coming home. And politics aside, because it's not about hoity-toity things, it's people power. You go back to the overthrow of the Philippines, that idea of people power. It's so belittled by godless corporations and government bureaucracies, but it's the people, it's you. And I would say to the president, to his advance team, to the people that are monitoring our phones, tapped into our emails, have a heart. Have a heart. You know something? Meet with this young lady and her kids. You know, I know why the president's coming here, and I'll share that with you coming up or online. I haven't figured it out yet. But have a heart. Have a heart. You know, even the people that disagree with the president, I mean, quite frankly, I think that the governor should have postponed his surgery for him coming here. It's an opportunity for Butch Otter, whether you like him or not, the charismatic cowboy, as we call him, to look eye to eye with the president as he comes off Air Force One and say, "Welcome to Idaho, partner." It sets an impression. But that's not going to happen. That's irrelevant. The main thing is the president should meet with Nagmeh. I mean, he can have a beer summit. He can meet with these athletes. Why can't he meet with Nagmeh Abedini? And to the White House advance team, yes, I know you're listening to me. You've listened to me for many, many years. Why don't you make that happen? Think of your own families. Think of your own kids. And what would happen if you weren't around? 623, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
The president will be in Boise the day after the State of the Union address. KIDO will cover his speech live Wednesday afternoon on 580 KIDO. 580KIDO.com.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580 KIDO. So there you have it, Nagmeh Abedini asking the president to meet with her. Is that asking too much? 580-5436, 580 KIDO. And coming up, you know, I'm sitting back here wondering if I should do this. The president and I have not gotten along, and in fact, they still remember me there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. For more information, you can always Google Kevin Miller Obama. That's Kevin Miller Obama, and you'll see the stories there from WorldNet Daily, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and other stories that covered my demise before I found life, liberty, and happiness here in the Gem State. So the president coming to town, the media is excited about it. Should we be excited about it? That's one. Number two, what will the president announce? We'll get into that. And number three, I'm really wondering whether or not we should have our own little pre-presidential party. And anytime we can always sit back and hang out and kind of do our own thing, I like it. I like people coming in. I like more people coming in here at the broadcast center. It drives the suits crazy. But as long as we're together, and hopefully we'll survive the presidential trip, and then 2 or 3 months after that, which is when they usually get you, so be it. So if you're interested in coming in, now here's the deal on this. This is a show about information. It's certainly an opinion show, unlike any other in the country, any other in Idaho, any other in the Treasure Valley. But we can't sit there and turn this into Obama stinks radio. It's got to be captivating. It's got to be compelling. It's got to have some panache, right? Because I don't know about you, I can say Obama stinks for 4 hours. We can have people calling in and saying Obama this, Obama that. But does that make a difference? So I'd ask you, if you're thinking about coming in, and I know Pat from Middleton, he's always provocative. We've got TPB and others. But I think it's got to be something different. Now, what do you mean by being different? I think it has to, you know, we have to take a look at what people are yapping about when you have folks saying that we love the president.
It's an opportunity to hear a speech from a sitting president. Being Idaho, we don't get that opportunity very often.
So you have the major media in our state basically saying this is a news story, the president coming to town. Don't you want to know why the president's coming to town? I don't think he's here for a bag of potatoes. Let's talk. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
We're taking on more of the nation's nuclear waste.
You know, to be honest with you, I don't think the man has done anything since he has been in office that he can say, yeah, I deserve credit for that.
I myself will not be at the president's speech. I will be in a public place with lots of witnesses who can testify I wasn't there.
Let's get it started.
Must Hear Radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
You know, you're old when you take a look at Motley Crue, and they've been together for 34 years, and they're going to do a farewell tour. And then Alice Cooper is next to the folks on Fox and Friends, and he's not doing a lot better. Anyway, good morning. Kevin Miller with you, blessed to be a part of your day, currently 29 in Meridian, talking about the president's big trip here to Idaho. And if you are a connoisseur, a carnivore of the media, like I am, you can't help but hear about the president coming to the Treasure Valley. And yes, anytime a president comes here, it is a big deal. Now, I was personally hoping that the Idaho Center would get him. And I guess because there is a basketball game at Boise State, they're going to put him in the indoor sports facility. Now, quite frankly, could you move the basketball game? Could you delay it? Well, how dare he, Bronco basketball. I mean, what do you have, 4,000 people that can sit in the sports complex? I mean, how many people could you get in Taco Bell? And like he did the last time he was here. And I've played that clip over and over again on YouTube. I guess we should do that for old time's sake, where a passionate Governor Andrus really just put the president over the top with his promises and his delivery. And Cecil Andrus is still a popular guy. And it was just amazing. I've never seen anybody to that degree endorse someone with such conviction. Now, today we're led to believe by the folks in the media that everybody's pumped and everybody's excited that the president's here. I don't want to spoil anybody's parade, but we are taking a look at both sides of the equation.
It's an opportunity to hear a speech from a sitting president. Being Idaho, we don't get that opportunity very often.
There we have it. It's an opportunity to check out what a sitting president will have to say. Well, what's he going to say? I have an idea of what the president will say, and we'll get into that. But we are kind of moving our way through the morning as you're dodging those cars and trucks in morning drive on your way in or on your way home or taking your kids to school or my favorite, the people that deliver the newspapers, although I'm pretty sure they're done by now. Here's the thing that gets me, that the press is saying that, hey, it's great that he's here. There's no coverage why he's here. But is there anything really to celebrate? Yes, people that support the president, hey, our guy's in town. And really, where's the opposition? Well, as you heard earlier, we have Nagmeet Abedini. She's not opposed to the president. She just wants to say, hey, please have my husband released. Okay, there's one. The governor, he's getting his hip shaved. You've got people that listen to this program saying they're going to protest. I said we could have a pre-presidential party in the morning. Some people have kind of RSVP'd. Some people haven't. And you think if this doesn't get people pumped up, that the president of the United States is coming in, I don't know what is. And maybe that's the death of all of us, that everybody's a tough guy in their cars. Everybody's a tough guy on their emails. Everybody's a tough guy on social media. For me, I'm an old-fashioned conversation kind of guy. And that's why I always say 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. And we're going to start this segment with you. As always, you come first in my life and in the lives of others if they're smart and want to continue in broadcasting. You are the most important folks in my life. It is true when we talk about this. Mrs. Miller will opine about that probably when I get home tonight with our evening conversations. However, the president is coming to Boise State. You have people. Do we have Timmy's cut again? Go ahead, Timmy.
It's an opportunity to hear a speech from a sitting president. Being Idaho, we don't get that opportunity very often.
There we have it. Thousands have lined up for the 4,000 tickets. Now, before I give you my take, and I you know, if I do this, we'll put it on the website. We'll put it on the Decadent Deplorable social media. And then we'll discuss it probably tomorrow when we take a look at the president's pre-trip and a review of the State of the Union. But I want to know what you think the president's going to do. I want to play the game, I don't know, Marco Polo, is it? Or you're getting warmer, you're getting colder. You're getting warmer, you're getting colder. Now, there are some things that are obvious, as people have pointed out. Is it to expand on the free community college? You know, and if we were, I guess, drinkers, we would say, how many times, you know, have a drink every time the president says Boise State or the Broncos or the Blue Turf or what have you, or you ring the bell. You know what I mean? But some people think it's going to be immigration. Idaho, not really impacted too much, although you have Big Ag and big other entities that want some type of, and the Chamber of Commerce that want some type of immigration solution. Yes, Idaho. Okay, there we have that. Could it be something to do with the INL? Considering, don't you think it's kind of odd that Governor Otter gets busted by Governor Andrus and Governor Batt and laying down the smack on good old Butch, calling him out for reneging on the big nuclear agreement with the feds? Yeah. And it wasn't pretty what they did to him. So all of a sudden, and by the way, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but the Attorney General of our great state, Lawrence Wasdin, says we haven't been honoring that agreement for many years, so we're either complicit or incompetent when it comes to handling nuclear waste. Let me go with the high note, Kevin Miller. Nuclear waste? Okay. Think about this when you're taking your kids to school or drinking water or taking a shower. Nuclear waste. We haven't been compliant there. And we always hear about the INL this, INL that. Well, if we haven't been compliant, so we're going to bring in more waste. We can't even handle the waste we have. And again, not to belittle the people in INL, but if that's true, where's the somebody going, alert, 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 alert? I don't see that, but I do hear this.
It's an opportunity to hear a speech from a sitting president. Being Idaho, we don't get that opportunity very often.
And there we have it. And you might be somebody that goes, you know, that Kevin Miller, he drives me crazy. He's such a silly little scamp. He's such a little funny guy. Oh, he talks like he's such a tough guy, but he's really just a plump bell pepper. Nobody's intimidated by a bell pepper. Nobody's intimidated. We listen to him because he gives us a chuckle. Okay. For you people that say that, tell us what you think the president is going to be speaking about. We go to the pugnacious Pat from Middleton with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Very foggy out this way. It's very, very dense. I don't know what he's going to say. I don't want to go in and listen to him, but I do want to stand out there with a sign and picket. I don't even know what my sign's going to say. There's too many. I don't know if I can carry that big a sign. It's got too many items on it. I don't think he can read the fine print. I think I'm just going to put up a sign saying, "Hey, go back to golfing. We were safer."
I if you're looking for a sign, I'm always looking for outside advertising. So how about Kevin Miller?
Well, I was thinking about wearing your shirt out there, you know.
I kind of like that idea. We could have people, and by the way, if people want to come by and protest and wear the Miller Militia shirt, that might be a good way to get a free shirt.
Well, I was planning on coming in early tomorrow and sit in with you.
Now, you've got to be entertaining. You can't be Obama stinks. You're an entertaining guy, though.
I'm an entertaining guy when you give me a chance to talk, and you cut me off and poke the bear. You make fun of me, then you get me all riled up. You know?
Yeah, I only poke the bear because the bear pokes me.
Well, I will tell you, I've talked to several people over Facebook and stuff. I think I've got a large, I don't know how large, we'll see. I mean, one thing I've always said, liberals have the time off to do this kind of stuff. They don't work.
Well, and
conservatives, they got jobs. You know, they've got people to meet and money to make.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
But I've got a group of people, you know, over that new end of Julia Davis, that new parking lot they redid.
Right.
Closer to BSU. We're going to meet and park there so that we can just walk over.
Right. You're going to tailgate. Well, we'll see you tomorrow then.
Okay.
Now make sure you promote your appearance on social media.
Well, I'm going to do that.
And we'll promote you as well. So you promote me, I'll promote you.
All right.
You come in whenever.
Which whenever? Six?
Six, seven, whenever.
Six, seven. Oh, okay. I'll come in at six. It may take me an hour and a half.
Oh, my gosh. This is not a personal conversation. I have to go.
Oh, bye.
See ya. George from Star. Good morning. You're on 580KIDO. Good morning, George.
Good morning, sir. Just wanted to just mention a couple things. I don't think there are going to be any surprises about what he's going to say because, you know, he's talked to crowds before. As someone who studies people, it is going to be a demonstration of deep pathology. I mean, if you're going to get in front of a crowd of people and talk about things that aren't so, like the lowest unemployment. I mean, it doesn't matter what is going to come out of this man's mouth. You're going to have undulating supporters that are going to cheer. Even the unbelievable will be believable, and that's what I'm going to study. I'm just going to be engrossed at the misrepresentations and distortions that are going to have the crowds undulating. And that's all I have to say. I don't really think I'm going to be surprised.
George, you take care of yourself.
All right. See you.
Bye. Our great friend George from Star. 651, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, everybody, sit down. Maybe get me embarrassed. It is good to see all of you.
Good morning. He's making a list. He's coming to town. He's President Obama. Your thoughts on what the president will say, I'll share mine with you coming up. We go to Mike in Boise with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin? I think it's great that he's coming to Boise. Maybe he does have a following. I was the one that called yesterday and said maybe he's looking for an audience. But we don't have any terrorists that we could trade for the minister that's being held captive over there. With Iran, and John Kerry's been to the table 3 or 4 times, and that's never been part of the negotiations. President Obama has talked to the president over there. I can't remember his name right offhand, a couple of times. That's never been a topic of conversation. And I agree with the caller from Middleton. You know, if you've watched the news media from any channel that you like, he doesn't really, what he delivers, he goes into great lengths, but there's no give to his promises that he makes. And I think that's why most people like me, I think it's great that he's coming, but I'm not interested in what he has to say because it's all lies that come out of his mouth.
How do you respond quickly to this person?
It's an opportunity to hear a speech from a sitting president. Being Idaho, we don't get that opportunity very often.
What do you think?
I think it's great. I think, you know, anytime a president comes to the area here that the people have supported, whether you voted for him or not, I think it's great.
Mike, you think it's great. Quickly to traffic. Good morning, Dave. We have it coming up. We'll take a look at the media attention and how it influences public opinion.
KIDO Napa, Idaho's